all eyes here in Tampa are starting to turn towards the Republican nominating convention and the program, which will start tonight. Ann Romney is going to be speaking tonight at the convention. A question people have is, will she talk about her family's Mormon faith? Now, the Romney campaign recently invited a handful of reporters to attend an LDS service with the Romneys a couple of weeks ago. Top aides say Mitt Romney welcomes a chance to talk about his faith and his role as a bishop in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in his acceptance speech Thursday night. Some Mormons are nervous. Others are excited. We caught up with Mormon members of the Utah delegation here in Tampa. They were putting together kits of soap and toothbrushes and towels for Tampa's LDS Church's Bishop's Storehouse. That's a place for members in need.
What about Utah? Utah in the house?
We have an extra day here with the convention being canceled on Monday. And so we stepped up and we're doing 1,000 sanitary kits that can be used in hurricanes. It's about doing what Christ would do, not serving the people that are around you.
Well, in Utah, charity is, we call it charity never faileth. That's the essence of what we believe in.
As people become more familiar with a faith, there's maybe the kind of the shroud of mystery or secrecy that it's been covered in just because it's so small and has been so unknown up until now. That will be largely stripped away, and I think that's a positive thing. And now I think it's good to have people see that we're just pretty much like everybody else, except maybe we don't drink alcohol.
But how much should that shroud be lifted? Prominent Mormon Senator Orrin Hatch told Politico that it might distract from the party message on the economy if Mitt Romney begins talking about his faith. But columnist Ross Douthat is one of many urging Romney to open up. He says Mitt Romney's time spent as a caring bishop in his church will collapse the image of him as a conviction-free mannequin. What do delegates think? Well, we thought we'd ask a couple today. Nursing professor Carolyn Melby is a delegate from Frederick, Maryland, a convert to Mormonism. And Carolyn, you said I could call you Carolyn, so
yes,
welcome.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Also, LDS Church member Mike Winder is mayor of West Valley City, the second largest city in Utah. I was stunned at that, Mike, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Hey, you can call me Mike as well. No problem.
I thought it would be Provo or something, but there you have it. West Valley City and Mayor Mike Winder, he's blogging about this convention for newspapers in Utah, is also author of a church history titled President and Prophets, the Story of American Presidents and Latter-day Saints. So, Mr. Mayor, Mike, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. It's great
to
be here.
You know, ask both of you, and Carolyn, you start. Excited or worried?
Oh, I'm very excited. I think this is a great opportunity, especially as a convert, for people to see who Mormons really are.
Yeah, and how about you, Mayor?
You know, I'm really excited, too. I think it's going to be a terrific opportunity, just like the 2002 Olympics were, to learn more about the LDS faith.
Yeah, well, we know that there are members who are worried. I'm sure you've spoken with them. Mormon history professor Philip Barlow said the political upside is that this will humanize the candidate. The political downside is that it will Mormonize the candidate and reinforce to people that he's not from a mainstream faith. Are you hearing that concern?
You know, it is. People are a little bit nervous, but I think, boy, in this internet day and age, people are already looking at every angle of the LDS faith, and Mitt should talk about the positive aspects and talk about his time as a bishop.
Well, let's do that, because your father was also a bishop, and let's remind people that the Mormon Church doesn't have clergy as such, that lay people, men, serve as the clergy, serve as the bishops. Mitt Romney was a bishop. We know that that meant that he served people's needs. Tell us more about what that would mean to you.
He did. You know, I remember in my junior high years, Dad was a bishop of our local congregation, in addition to his day job of running a dairy. And I remember going out at Christmas time delivering fruit baskets to the widows in the neighborhood and doing other service projects. It really is about service and how to help look after each other as neighbors.
Well, but the bishop is also the person you call when you have issues. And in the book, The Real Romney, by Boston Globe political reporters Michael Cranish and Scott Hellman, they tell of times when Romney cooked for sick parishioners, helped needy families financially. Really terrific stories. But he also had his critics. One woman said he browbeat her about having an abortion, which she felt she desperately needed. Another divorced mother who was dating said she got a lecture about premarital sex from Mitt Romney. So might this open up people's sense of Mitt Romney as maybe a policeman of the faith?
You know, I think any bishop trying to help their parishioners is going to counsel them on things temporal and what physical needs their families need, but also spiritual. And that includes avoiding alcohol in our faith. It includes avoiding premarital sex. So all those moral issues. You bet every bishop in the church is counseling their parishioners those things.
Yeah. Well, and I believe it's Mayor Winder.
Yep.
Okay, I got that wrong. So Mayor Mike Winder of West Valley City, who is a Mormon, and Carolyn Melby sitting next to him, also a Mormon, a convert. Talk more about why parishioners might be nervous about these kinds of conversations. We know that in 1844, your church founder, Joseph Smith, was killed by a mob. Mormons had to flee to the West. Also, there was a part of the Republican Party plank. Mayor, tell me about that, though, that was about Mormons years ago.
When the party formed in 1856, it was to abolish the twin relics of barbarism, slavery, and polygamy. And, of course, the target for polygamy in the 1800s was the LDS faith, which disavowed polygamy in 1890.
But do you feel so I could see someone being a little nervous having that past history with this party. It was a party plank to get rid of Mormonism. But today, Carolyn, do you feel persecution?
Well, I think it's very it's persecution in the sense that people are wary of you the moment they find out you are LDS, because they have these caricatures, these ideas about Mormons that and I think about Mormons that are not correct, and that's why I'm so anxious and happy to dispel some of those ideas. As a convert to the faith, my parents were immigrants, and I think I embraced the church because I felt it was an American religion and that there was a prophet at the head of it. That was all very important to me. And so when I tell people about the church, and I think really by our lives, and to me the testament of Romney is just look at his whole life of service. That's what tells the story of his faith.
Well, and so tonight, just as we go into the break here, should he use the word Mormon? Should he use the Church of Jesus, or Thursday night rather, should he use the phrase Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
He might as well. I mean, everyone knows that's his religion.
Right. Why not? Okay. That's Mayor Mike Winder of West Valley City in Utah. We've also been speaking with Carolyn Melby, a nursing professor, a delegate from Frederick, Maryland, and a convert to Mormonism. When we come back, more of what they want people to know about their faith, but also more questions about faith. We'll have that all for you in about 30 seconds here and now. Welcome back to Tampa and our conversation about Mitt Romney and his Mormon faith. We're speaking with Carolyn Melby, a delegate from Frederick, Maryland, and a convert to Mormonism, and also LDS church member Mike Winder, mayor of West Valley City, Utah. He blogs about the convention. We'll link you up at herenow.org, also author of A Church History. And Carolyn, I just want to start with you, a convert to the faith. Briefly, if you can, why? What's one thing you want people to know about the Mormon faith that drew you?
I think, in fact, it was the love that they have for one another and the way that it's manifested in service. And as I look at Mitt Romney's life, that's what I see. His whole life exemplifies that love of people that comes from the Savior, and it's very important.
Well, you know, we started by talking, Mayor Winder, with delegates from Utah who are putting together care packages for something called the Bishop's Storehouse, which is part of the charitable arm of the church. But there are people who wonder, is that charity for everyone? We know here in Florida, for instance, the LDS Church is, I think, the third largest landowner. They raise cattle. They farm out in Utah, miles and miles of farming. But we had been told by Mormon scholars that a lot of this is for the church, for members of the church, and that when members of the church need help, they might be able to get things from the Bishop's Storehouse, but they're also asked to maybe work on the farm in exchange. How does charity work?
You know, it's really all volunteer-based, and all of us as regular members are asked to spend a time to help in the local cheese plant or the local orchard or different things to help. And then when people are in need, there's some resources for them.
But is it for people outside the church as well?
If they go through their LDS bishop, it is. But not only that, but we do an enormous efforts for humanitarian help. During Katrina, one area said, wow, the only people here that helped us today were those from the LDS Church and those who are Mormons. And, of course, those are the same people who had showed up that day to help them.
Well, we'll talk a bit, though, about what you think are misperceptions about the church. You know, every faith has its fantastical, burning bush or the seas that divide or resurrection. People either believe in that or in the metaphor that represents. We understand the Mormon faith, and we can't do the whole faith here. That would take hours. But believes that Joseph Smith found the tablets that became the Book of Mormon. That in the afterlife, church members will live in the flesh for eternity. Are you worried that, A, that's a lot for people to accept, and B, there are people who call that cultish thinking? We know, for instance, Robert Jeffries, the Texas pastor and friend of Rick Perry, who said Mormonism was a cult. It embraces a second gospel, the Book of Mormon. Are you worried about evangelicals in particular not embracing the faith, Carolyn?
Well, I'd really like to speak to that as a woman, because there's certainly been a lot of criticism about Mormonism and how they treat women. I have traveled the world. I've worked all over the world. There's no faith that treats women better than the Mormon faith. And to me, it's misrepresentation to say that the men are in charge.
And you know that there are women who have left the faith and written pretty scathing books about it, but you don't see that.
I know all about them. But yep. Is there any faith that doesn't have people who leave the faith and write scathing things? So that doesn't trouble me. What I want people to know is that women have a major role in the Mormon Church, and especially in terms of humanitarian aid. Mm. They are the ones who set up these things and execute them. So they have major roles in every part of executing the religion and bringing it to others. Well, I served a mission in Australia.
Well, interestingly, so you're saying some of the criticism is that the women are not going on the missions that we hear about, but they do have opportunity.
And that bishops and stake presidents run everything. Women have a great deal of influence in everything that goes on.
Well, my wife was a missionary in Brazil, for example. You're right, Karen.
Well, we should say that 68% of white evangelical Protestants say Mitt Romney's faith, your faith, Mormonism, is different from their own, that it's not Christian. But by May, his support among evangelical voters jumped to 68% when they found he was going to be the nominee. So maybe there's this, familiarity will breed understanding.
Well, I think it is fair when an evangelical says, hey, they're a little bit different. Sure, that's fair. But I think when you look past some of the doctrinal differences and you look at the end product of how we live our lives in our communities, you see that we all value family, strong families, and hard work, and service, and loving our neighbors. And that's exactly the sort of value that Mitt Romney will bring to the White House.
Well, is it as different as Mormon professor David Mason said in the New York Times? He wrote that op-ed piece. The title was, I am a Mormon, not a Christian. He says Mormonism is separate, and Mormons should set themselves apart from Christianity in order to fashion their own legacy.
A lot have said that Christianity is an outgrowth of Judaism. You went from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And that Mormonism is an outgrowth of traditional Christianity. So in addition to the New Testament, you have the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. But we also believe in the New Testament and the Old Testament. I think theologically speaking, that's probably true. But I think we're all have those similar core values to our other Christian brothers and sisters.
Back to Mitt Romney. He has several times compared himself to JFK in his past presidential and Senate races and made very powerful speeches about how church will not dictate his policies. I would think also that if church is dictating his policies, then Democratic Mormons have not got the memo, because 17% of Latter-day Saints are Democrats. They include Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico and, of course, Harry Reid. But, Carolyn, there are those who worry, especially since America plays such an exceptional role in Mormon religion. Assuage the worries that somehow there are Mormons who are going to think this is part of prophecy, and that somehow a Mormon becoming president means something policy-wise.
Well, it certainly means something policy-wise. It means maybe we'll get some good policies in the White House.
But does that having to do with being a Mormon?
I think it does, in the sense that Mitt Romney strives to serve people and to listen to people and to respond to their needs. And that is what politics is all about, is responding to the needs of people.
Mayor?
The Romney-Ryan ticket is not a Mormon moment. It's an American moment. Just like Americans voted for the first black president 4 years ago, they have an opportunity for the first non-Protestant ticket. And hopefully in my lifetime, my daughters will see a female president. And so we see that it's an American moment, not just a Mormon moment.
That's Mike Winder, mayor of West Valley, Utah, West Valley City, Utah. We'll link you up with his blogging and tell you more about the book he's written about Mormon history at hereandnow.org. Carolyn Melby, Republican National Convention delegate from Frederick, Maryland, and a convert to Mormonism, as is Glenn Beck. You joined that group. And we want to thank you both for giving us time today. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thoughts from listeners, Mormon or not, we'd love to hear them. hereandnow.org, on facebook.com/hereandnowradio. You can tweet at Here and Now, at Here and Now Robin. Weigh in. I'm feeling lonely out here in Tampa. Let us hear from you. Back after the latest news, Here and Now.